Hosting the World.
Living up to the golden standard. Winning a bid to host a mega sporting event should be a dream come true for any nation. In recent years, however, many candidates have been pulling out of the bidding races. Perhaps they've heard that hosting the world isn't all it's cracked up to be. Nations that bid to host the World Cup or the Olympic Games often make promises they can't keep. Overpromising is the key to winning any election, after all. To host the world, nations must prove they are willing to break the bank. Athens spared no expense at the 2004 Games. It also went 60% over budget. Candidates usually underestimate the costs of hosting the world. Building new venues, improving transportation routes, and hiring security are just a few of the financial burdens. When the world goes home, jobs are lost and expensive stadiums sit empty. The new facilities rarely meet the nation's long-term needs. What will Brazil do with the massive arena in a remote part of the Amazon? Having a post-games plan is mandatory for any host nation. Barcelona had a city plan in place before the 1992 Games. Their long-term goals served local residents and attracted tourists. Vancouver took a similar approach in 2010. Each venue was designed with the city's future in mind. Other past hosts failed to follow through with their plans. Empty promises led to anger and frustration. In Beijing, people protested the return of the polluted skies. In Greece, the Olympics was blamed for the debt crisis. Were you surprised when displaced Brazilians told FIFA to go home? While host nations regularly report losses rather than profits, organizations like FIFA and the IOC earn billions of dollars in revenue. What can these non-profit organizations do to support host nations? If they lower their golden standard, can we put the focus back on the game?